life for me.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
No old treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Hello, Now Playing listener, this is Arnie, and we are sailing the high seas today as Justin, Stewart, and I review Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. It's the fifth and final show in our Spring 2017 Silver Donation Drive. If you're a newer listener, you may not realize, Now Playing, we have no sponsors, we have no ads, we don't interrupt our podcast in the middle to discuss audiobooks from Audible or the latest Little Debbie snack products or anything else you may hear on some other podcast. We are completely crowdsourced. We kind of view it like PBS. There's no commercials, but twice a year we do ask for your support to keep us operating, because without listeners, the show could not go on. And instead of a t-shirt, a tote bag, a can koozie, whatever, as a thank you gift for your donation, we do special bonus podcasts. And we have done multiple tiers. This spring, our silver tier gets you 5 Pirates of the Caribbean podcasts, gold tier, the 5 Pirates films, plus reviews of all 6 Alien films, platinum tier, all those reviews, plus 9 Planet of the Apes reviews for 20 movie reviews total. And then, because we are also doing NowPeakingPodcast.com, reviewing every episode of Twin Peaks, including the very strange and surreal new ones on Showtime, we even have a Peaking-level donation that's going to get you all of those reviews. So you're looking at about 70 podcasts with a Peaking-level donation. But do you want to hear a clip of our latest review for Pirates of the Caribbean 5? Here it is.
I don't know that the movie really makes it explicit, the relationship between giving away the compass and unleashing Bardem and the others.
Oh, it's confusing, because later on when he's told by Henry about Salazar, he's like, Salazar is dead. He feels pretty confident that Salazar died. He may not know that Salazar has been this damned soul in the triangle for, 30 years? It's not like he's been Davy Jones for hundreds of years having to ferry souls to. Salazar's rage is not befitting the crime. And they have this in the flashback where Jack gets the compass from his old captain. This compass will point to whatever you want, but don't betray the compass or your worst fear will be unleashed. And apparently, even though he thought Salazar was dead, Salazar returning was Sparrow's worst fear. And so trading the compass away means that literally mountains will be moved, the triangle will be no more, and Salazar can sail away.
And what Salazar wants most is to kill Jack Sparrow.
Jack the Sparrow.
Okay. And that's all that he needs. But he isn't doing that. He is going around doing what he did before he was trapped in the triangle. He's killing every pirate or every former pirate. He is eating all of the fleets of Jeffrey Rush's Captain Barbossa.
Well, because he doesn't know where to find Jack. So he's actively searching for Jack Sparrow.
That's what's happening? Okay. I did not get that he was still hunting for Jack. It seemed like, I really want to get Jack Sparrow, but I'm going to do anything but.
In the meantime, I'm going to mow down anything in my way.
That's actually how I took it. In the flashback, it's all told from Salazar's point of view. And it's like, my father was killed by pirates. And my father's father was killed by pirates. So I made it my mission to rid the world of pirates. And I don't know exactly how this goes with the Council of the 13 Pirates and whatnot. But continuity is no longer tight in this series. So I just thought he was looking for Jack. But yes, his overall life's mission has always been to kill all the pirates, so when he stumbles across some pirates, he would take them out. That was my reading. It wasn't very clean, because when he was destroying the ships, it's not like he was boarding them and asking for Jack. We see him come for Barbossa's ship himself, and he never stops to ask any questions. They're merely killing the entire crew and slaughtering.
Yeah, as you pointed out earlier, it's a really cool boat. It's, I think, called the Silent Mary, and that's because it sneaks up on you and then devours you. It actually has teeth or something that just kind of swallows you whole. And I did notice the cinematographer uses a whole lot of drones. in this movie. There's a lot of shots from above. And again, in 3D, when we see the ship get eaten from above and the ghost crows kind of swarm and circle above, it's a really great image. This movie is very confusing, but I think one of the things that is told definitively is how Jack became Jack Sparrow or Jack the Sparrow. We get a backstory, finally, for this character.
He wasn't birth name Sparrow. I honestly never thought it was a made-up name, a stage name, if you would. But yeah, we're going to get, yes, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the young Johnny Depp effect. And man, I kind of miss that Johnny Depp, where he looked around the time of Freddy's Dead and 21 Jump Street and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. But did either of you have just this weirded out moment when his mouth opens and Jack Sparrow's voice comes out?
It was a little disconcerting, to say the least. I mean, it looks good. It looks like young Johnny Depp. It sounds like Johnny Depp. But there is still just a little bit of that uncanny valley going on with this.
Yeah, they're close. I mean, and close enough. I think it's really impressive. I think the real problem is that Kurt Russell came in and stole their thunder a couple weeks ago with Guardians 2. And so it's just less cool because we did just get wowed by it so recently. You know, you just, there's no honor in second place. And that's what this is. But I thought it looked good. And I think that we needed to learn something about Jack here. It's not really his movie. But at least knowing that how he got his outfit, how he tricked Salazar into driving into the Devil's Triangle. And has he ever used the boot heel turn before? Is that a signature move?
You know, I'm not sure. But what I'm digging and what I'm taking from this is that Jack Sparrow came about and because of dumb luck. And that seems to be the trajectory of his life, as he's in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. It just the nick of time.
And with his bravado, I think this is the most Jack Sparrow-y moment since the first. We've always seen him a bit down on his luck. But when we're told 12 pirate ships were all that was left and they banded together to try to stop Salazar, 11 of them sink, and Johnny Depp goes up, "It's just you and I. I will accept your surrender." Just the audacity of it and the way it infuriates Salazar. I mean, that's what it does. It's not just Jack Sparrow being insolent. It also is actually strategic. By getting Salazar so pissed off, they're going to go full speed to try to capture Jack's ship, and that's going to be their undoing. They won't have the prep to turn in time because of the speed they're going. And so they're headed right into the Devil's Triangle. And they hit some rocks in there and their ship explodes. Later on in the movie, we're going to see them attack a Royal Navy ship. It explodes. All these movies, I haven't seen this many ships explode. What the hell is their cargo? There's no gasoline. These are ships that are rowed. What the hell's making them blow up?
Yeah, that's a lot of explosions. A lot of Michael Bay explosions going on there. But, you know, gunpowder, whatnot. What I'm liking in this flashback is it gives us a little bit of a reason as to why we've been saying up until now the British are just kind of foils and not really in this movie. It's because Salazar and his men are, for the first time, not pirates. Every other movie we've had our enemy, our mystical beings, being pirates. Well, these guys are Spanish privateers who hunt pirates. So it would be almost weird to have the British being a big provocateur and Salazar's men.
Then they should have left the British out entirely.
Sure, but I feel like they're as much of a part of these movies as anything else. They've been in every movie.
David Wenham needs to eat, apparently. It's been a long time since Lord of the Rings.
Overall, the ship design in this movie is incredible. Like you said, Salazar's ship is like nothing we've ever seen before. There's like side turrets, I guess, on the four corners of it. It's a really large boat. I mean, it's a beautiful looking boat. Forget its magic power of becoming like a centipede that can open its teeth and sink ships. But, you know, we also see Barbossa's ship that he's on, and he has a really incredible looking captain's quarters with a string quartet and golden skeletons surrounding him.
I swear, I went and I ducked back into the theater. I've seen this scene twice. I'm pretty sure that quartet is playing a variation of Popeye. There's just a little da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of stuff going on in that quartet. And Barbossa's quarters, he's got a stained glass window, but it's also a little bit more horrific than I expected. When you go to the entrance, it's lined with skulls and bones. I'm like, damn, you killed a lot of people to do this.
Yeah, Jeffrey Rush. Didn't know he was coming back. Guess I should have figured at this point they're not making it without Dup or him. But it does feel like they've at least given him something new to do. That here, it seems that all of that work for the King of England has kind of made him, well, complacent, a sellout. He's rich, and he's lounging on his morality, and he deserves to have his fleet depleted from him. He's going to be taken down a peg for his pride. I think that's a good way to position Barbossa.
If you'd like to hear this entire review and help Now Playing keep operating week after week, head to nowplayingpodcast.com, click the banner at the top. It's our donation page, nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. You will find all the details about this spring donation drive. Also, these episodes are available individually along with every show we've ever done. It's part of Now Playing's 10th anniversary. We've opened the vault. You can hear our reviews of The Exorcist, Child's Play, all the Tarantino films, last year's Summer of 1986 and Horror of 1986 series, and each of the Pirates films available individually. Just follow the links from our donation page, nowplayingpodcast.com/donate. And thanks to donors, we're able to operate on what we call Totally Free Tuesday. We have not missed a Tuesday for hundreds of weeks. So many years, we have had a free show out every single Tuesday. And we're going to be back this Tuesday with our review of the brand new Wonder Woman film. Is it as good as you're hearing? Join us Tuesday to find out. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support of Now Playing. And I'll talk to you then.
Gentlemen.
M'lady.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did everyone see that? Because I will not be doing it again.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing able to podcast weekly.
Because you and I are alike. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
You'll have the chance to do something courageous. And when you do, you'll discover something. That you're a good man.
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Pirates of the Caribbean films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with Disney or any other company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Still thinking of running, Jack? Think you can outrun the world? You know, the problem with being the last of anything, by and by there'll be none left at all.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Inganza Media Incorporated.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly. It's the honest ones you want to watch out for, because you can never predict, and they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Abandoned ship or abandoned hope.